local news update. Here's Sharon Alsett.
Thank you, Don. Good morning, everyone. The family of 24-year-old Megan Toothman and students and staff at her Cincinnati High School are mourning her death, the seventh fatality at the Indiana State Fair stage collapse.
Took the cue right from her family, her mother who works in the district. They definitely have a heart of service and a heart for kids and a heart for spirit.
Tony Hemmelgarn is the athletic director at Turpin High School, where Megan was a student and returned to coach cheerleaders. Megan was taken off life support Monday after surgery to remove her organs for transplant. As families grieve, lawyers are hired. An attorney is asking a northern Indiana judge to issue a temporary restraining order compelling the state to preserve the wreckage from the stage collapse. Attorney Ken Allen will seek the order today from a LaPorte Circuit Court judge, and Indiana Attorney General's office will be represented. In another case, former Marion County Prosecutor Carl Brizzi has been hired to represent the family of Glenn Goodrich, an Indianapolis security worker who died in the collapse. A former southern Indiana sheriff won't serve any jail time on charges that he fondled two female police dispatchers without their consent. Former Harrison County Sheriff Mike Dietrich pleaded guilty Monday to obstruction of justice and other charges. He was sentenced under a plea deal to serve 18 months of home incarceration and 6 years of probation. A defense attorney says Dietrich is remorseful about the turmoil he caused, but court documents say that after the dispatchers filed a complaint, Dietrich threatened them and destroyed security camera images. Beginning September 6th, Planned Parenthood of Indiana will offer flu shots for $23 at 19 sites around the state. There are several locations in Indianapolis and one in Avon. The vaccinations will be offered to people 12 and older, and advance appointments need to be made. Indiana officials and the EPA have approved a sewer upgrade plan for Terre Haute that will cost the city about $120 million over 20 years. A city engineer says Terre Haute's plan will eventually capture and treat 96% of the city's storm and sewage waste. Indiana is looking to lure new residents with a brand new lakeside home. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports.
The Indiana Department of Natural Resources says a nesting platform has been erected at Fairfax State Recreation Area. The 60-foot-tall platform on Lake Monroe was designed with the osprey market in mind. The birds of prey need a high, secluded nest area, and the new home aims to attract a young pair of osprey beginning to breed. The raptors disappeared from Indiana in the 1980s because of the use of a pesticide that has since been banned. The goal of building the nest is to help get the birds off the state's endangered list. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
More good economic news is on the way today. Andy Ober has more Inside Indiana Business.
A major jobs announcement will be held in Northwest Indiana this morning. Governor Mitch Daniels will join executives from an Illinois-based company for the event in Merrillville. Inside Indiana Business will have the details of this morning's announcement when they become available. Two Northeast Indiana companies are investing in Fort Wayne. General contractor Garrig Ottenweller Contracting plans to pump more than $650,000 into a new location and add 8 positions. Plastics manufacturer Artec purchased a new facility and intends to invest $400,000 in that project. The Indiana Business Rally will mark its 10th year this month. Organizers are planning the 8th edition of the event, which is designed to inspire business leaders through networking and the sharing of ideas. Indianapolis-based Bitwise Solutions Chief Executive Officer Ron Brumbarger says networking is crucial for business, especially in shaky economic times.
There's a lot of uncertainty around us these days, for sure. No time better than now than to share ideas and strengths and weaknesses with one another. And we all get kind of enthused when we have an opportunity to share great stories with each other about our businesses, and what better way to do it than in a group of 200 of your closest friends.
Brumbarger says many business leaders consider the rally a tradition. You can see his full interview posted at InsideIndianaBusiness.com. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
Inside Indiana Business is supported by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to business education and career advancement. Learn more at Kelley, K-E-L-L-E-Y, .iu, .edu.
BKD, CPA, an advisory firm employing over 2,000 professionals and serving clients in all 50 states and internationally, provides experience and insight to a wide range of industries, including manufacturing, construction, and real estate. On the web at BKD.com.
An Indiana company continues to expand globally. More from Inside Indiana Business reporter Wayne Pratt.
Fort Wayne-based Do It Best Corporation has opened its first four locations in Indonesia. That gives the hardware, lumber, and building materials buying cooperative retail outlets in 50 countries and the United States. Officials with the Indiana company have signed a deal with the former director of operations for Ace Indonesia to develop the Do It Best brand in that country. The partner has plans to open 40 stores over 5 years. Wayne Pratt, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Seven Indiana companies have made Inc. magazine's list of the 500 fastest-growing entrepreneurial businesses. The highest ranked was Indianapolis-based search engine optimization company Slingshot SEO at number 58. The full list is posted at InsideIndianaBusiness.com. Tomorrow morning on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Andy Ober for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather today, sunny with a high of 87, mostly cloudy tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 68. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, high 90, and Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 84. Right now, it's mostly clear, 65 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Thank you, Sharon. Inside Indiana Business, made possible by your membership and by the companies of One America, offering retirement plans, long-term care solutions, life insurance annuities, and...